My name is Eric Bowe, and welcome to the Primal Shopper Podcast. This podcast is for marketers, entrepreneurs, and academics interested in understanding why we shop the way we do. My goal is to focus on primal motivations driving our behaviors and how to apply these learnings to improve your marketing. Don't worry about taking notes. I'll include any links in the show notes, and so let's get on with the show. Hello, everyone. Today's podcast is a clash between a strategy and a reality. The strategy I'm going to touch on today is certain aspects of a pricing strategy that many people who listen to this podcast have to deal with on a regular basis. The reality, innumeracy. For those of you who have never heard the term innumeracy before, innumeracy deals with how many Americans are math challenged. And think of innumeracy this way. Innumeracy is to math what illiteracy is to reading. Now, when I say people have difficulty in math, I'm not really talking adding and subtracting, nor am I talking algebra and calculus. It's really percents and fractions that many people struggle with. And there's different studies out there that talk about this. Why do I bring it up? Well, as you're going to find out throughout this podcast, as marketers, we assume people can do math, and specifically with percents, and we make several mistakes with that. So in this podcast, what I want to do is talk about five pricing mistakes based on innumeracy that we really should watch out for. And then I don't want to leave you hanging. So what I'd like to do is offer up four solutions that counter innumeracy that we should really think about as marketers when we're setting prices, or better yet, how we actually present a deal to people so that they can understand the true impact and get that deal energy going, get them excited, get them to buy. Anyway, let's get on with the podcast. When we talk about everyday adding and subtracting, one thing that comes to mind is, how do you calculate a tip? As Americans, we dine out quite a bit. My wife and I, along with our family, dine out on a regular basis. For example, we were in a restaurant the other day and our bill came to $55. Calculating the tip is something that you pretty much can do if you know several tricks. For example, if you want to give a 10% tip, just move the decimal place over one and it would be $5.50. If you want to give a 20%, double the $5.50 and it would be $11. If you want to do 15%, well, that's a little more difficult math. It comes to $8.25, but there's no easy way really to do that. The interesting thing is how many people can really calculate a tip. Luckily, today, you can either pull out your phone and calculate it, or many restaurants help you out. Either they will provide it on the screen when you pay with your credit card, or they will put it right on the receipt. And all you have to do is put in the dollar amount. Still got to add the numbers together, but regardless of that, they do the percents for you. However, if you have a difficult time calculating a tip, how are you going to process a percent in seconds as you see the promotion? How are you going to know really what the deal is? And this is where I want to talk about today, the mistakes marketers make in really emotionally getting people excited about a deal versus just throwing out large percents and hope that they get it. So let me begin the first mistake or error that we make on a regular basis with an example. I saw an ad recently from an appliance store talking about a festival savings of up to 65% off. Now, what's interesting is that how many people, if you can't calculate 15%, what are the odds you can be able to calculate 65%? But let's just sort of peel this back a little. There's some things going on here that make people skeptical. The first one is the weasel clause, as I like to call it, up to 65%. That means somewhere in the store, they have something 65% off. Is it what you really want? Don't know. You have to go in and shop for it, but what are the odds it is? Probably remotely. So the problem with up to, like many things, is people's skeptical radar, their shopping radar goes off that this is a little BS, and that what am I really going to get off if I go in there? Secondly, as we peel this back, it's the 65%. Now, if I was shopping for something and been looking around a while, and let's say I was shopping for an HTV, and let's say it was $1,000, and they said, this specific HDTV is 65% off, that's $650. That's a great deal. You can do, you know, if you're looking for a specific item, you can do the math, even if you have to use your phone. However, if you don't know the price, the 65% is a little meaningless. So if you're shopping for things that are infrequent, and I'll talk more about this later, it's very hard to figure out what the 65% is off of. Is it off of $100? Is it off of $1,000? So without price knowledge, the 65% for people is meaningless. And that's the first mistake some marketers make, because they think the big percents matter, but they don't really give you an anchor on it. And secondly, they put that little weasel clause in there that make people a little suspicious or skeptical of, is it really a deal, or are you just trying to get me in the door? This second mistake I find really amusing, because I already talked about percents, but there's people out there marketing stacked percents or stacking the deals up. For example, saw a furniture ad out there, and it went something like this. This Wednesday, everything is 40% off sticker, plus for one day only, take additional 30% off, plus we pay your sales tax. And, you know, they'll probably throw in a new HDTV or something like that, because, I don't know, seems like these furniture stores have these TVs lying around anywhere, and they'll throw it in on anything. Now think about this, 40% off, and then 30% off. So is that 70% off? Or do you take the 40% off and then the 30% off and don't even get started on the sales tax, which I'll talk about in a second, which is even a more bizarre deal. And this is where it gets confusing for people, because really, what am I getting off? When you start stacking percents, it just becomes more confusing. There was another deal that actually ran last week for another furniture store. They seem to be notorious for this. And it was a triple tax discount sale. Now, I live in Michigan. Is 6% sale tax. So, all right, simple math, 6 plus 6 plus 6, triple, it's 18%. And you go, okay, so am I getting 18% off? But then the funny part is, do you add the sales tax back in? So is it really only 12% off? And again, it's more confusing than, it sounds clever, triple tax discount sale, but is it just more confusing? Does it really get your deal energy going? Do you get psyched about it? Another one, automotive also does this a lot, and they just layer on the stuff. So everybody's seen these dealer ads where it's like, they usually start with about five numbers added up. So get $7,900 off this vehicle, but wait, you also can get a loyalty discount. We'll throw money on the trade-in, financing, and then, by the way, if you come from a competitive vehicle, we'll throw another discount on top. And if that wasn't confusing enough, trying to calculate all that in 30 seconds, what they do then is put a block of legalese on the bottom there that says, basically, everything we just told you, forget about it. Ain't happening. And that's interesting about stacking deals. It's like people think that there's more energy with more stacking. And potentially there could be if people could understand what the true deal was by adding these percents together. But again, quick math is difficult to do, let alone quick math in multiple layers of it. So the second mistake is avoiding stacking deals, especially percents. The third mistake really comes from a story. I was working with a banking client several years ago, and I talked to him about enumeracy and stuff like that. And he goes, well, I really don't get what you mean. And I said to him, look, here's the deal. The banking industry loves numbers. And for some reason, not only do you love them to the second decimal point. I mean, it's not just 3%, it's 3.49%. Oh, by the way, and that's really 3.79% APR. Now, if you did a poll of people out there, I don't know how many people even could tell you what APR means. And bankers love to add. They love their numbers. And they believe anyone can do math like they do, which gets me to the third mistake. Simply supplying the number doesn't help you if you expect people to do the math, especially to two decimal points. And asking people to compare deal percents is not shopper-friendly. Is category-centric, and it's ridiculous. And often you'll see, just if you're driving around, you'll either see billboards, you may see TV ads or hear a radio ad, or even banner ads on digital. And they'll say, hey, we have the best rates, and they'll give you two rates. And it may be 2.69%. You go, well, okay, you got the best rate. How do I know? All I know is what your rate is and like what bank is going to say. You know, we have high rates, so you should come to us. Of course, everybody has the best rates. And this is this ridiculous part about it is you're expecting me to go ferret out these percents from your competitors and do the math myself. And what I mean by the math is we don't buy a percent. We actually get a loan. And obviously the percent is applied to the loan. For example, if I'm looking to buy a used car, let's say for about $13,000, they expect me to figure that out. And this is the problem with this. It's like, how do you actually calculate that out? Well, luckily you can go online and they have loan calculators to do this. However, if I'm just looking at that bank or that credit union's ad, I don't know what my monthly payment's going to be. I don't have a loan calculator in front of me. They expect me to do the math. They lose customers because they're not relating to really how we live our life, and that's through monthly payments. I want to stress this because this is really important. In the U.S., we, by and large, live month to month through monthly payments. I don't care if the payment is like an auto loan, your mortgage, your streaming service, your phone bill, your utilities, your rent. We look at our life in monthly like Legos. Each payment adds up and you sort of figure it out. Hopefully you're putting stuff for savings. Maybe not. It's up to you. But when a marketer talks to us in whole numbers, the problem is we have to interpret what is my monthly impact. What is the dollar amount that this would equate to that I have to account for within my income and all the bills added up together? This is very important. Some industries get this monthly mindset. Others don't. I would argue banking is lagging behind many other industries in understanding how people think and process pricing, which is if it gets to a certain amount, we're talking now about how do I equate it to monthly installments to figure out whether I can afford it or not. So that's the third mistake some marketers make is they supply the numbers, but they don't do the math. They put the onus on the shopper to do the math. And good luck with that. The next mistake is really interesting to me because it deals with, well, let me just tell you the story and then I can tell you what it deals with. So currently my wife and I are looking to put a new roof on our house. We built our house about 20 years ago. At that time we put shingles on that were supposed to last 10 years. It's now 20 years. So we're really playing a little bit with risk here and possibly could be dealing with a lot more home improvement if we don't get our roof fixed. Now, the interesting thing is we had a roofing company come out. And the first thing they said is, if you act now, you're going to get 20% off our price. And, okay, 20% off your price. How do I know what your price is good? How do I know how your price compares to everybody else? In the end, you can give me 20% off your price, but it still may be higher than the competition. And this is where it's interesting when you say you're going to give so much off your price. And this is common in home improvement services like roofing, siding, deck building, carpeting. They talk about the percentage off. But in the end, if you're smart as a homeowner, you're going to get three bids. And I don't care if you get 20% off, 50% off, or you actually pay full price. You're probably going to go with a combination of what's the lowest price and the most reputable company. So offering a large percent may work for some people, but those who do their diligence are going to bypass your percent and go to the final price. So if you really want to be more impactful, it's not really a percent off your regular price, like 20%. It's saying something like, we regularly beat the competition's prices by 20%. Notice I did not say up to 20%, but by saying that you beat the competition's price and proving your quality is going to be far more impactful than just saying, hey, get 20% off. That sort of foreshadows one of the solutions, but you get the idea there. Just to reiterate, the fourth mistake is providing a percent off your price with really no grounding in competitive reality. Okay. The last mistake we make is really interesting. And one of the things we're looking at is braces for our kids. And when you go out there and look at braces, it's really interesting to see how the dental category talks about braces. For example, one dentist will say, braces are $3,850, but we'll throw in a free consultation. Another one says $4,650 for Invisalign, and we'll throw in a free consultation. Another said braces only $3,995. Only $3,995? Are you flipping kidding me? And again, go back to that monthly mindset. What's going on here? And this is a mistake number five. You provide big, scary numbers with no payment parachute. And that payment parachute is critical because not many people are walking around with $4,000 and they're going, okay, well, I could always throw it on a credit card, but that usually has a steep interest rate. Instead, think about breaking it down to monthly mindset. Again, we'll talk about that more of a solution, but that's a key one. The other thing I saw out there in the dental category, and it's not restricted to dental, other people do this too, and that is $500 off of braces. Think about that. $500 off of braces. Makes you wonder, how much do braces cost? Which is probably worse than the $3,850, because are the braces $7,000? Am I getting $500 off of $7,000? $10,000? Doubt if I'm getting off $1,000. But this is where that almost adds more stress to the overall situation. Now, like I said, this is not limited to just to the dental category. What's really interesting, and I was looking at HDTVs, and I found this Samsung Monster TV. It retails at, and I'm not kidding you, $99,998. However, I went on an electronics site, and here's the deal. You can save $30,000 and get it for $69,998. All right. You definitely got to do a payment plan here. This is more expensive than my truck I bought several years ago. Are you kidding me? Now, maybe you have a credit limit that you can plop $70,000 on a Monster TV. By the way, if you do, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you. Anyway, mistake number five, scary big numbers with no payment parachute. Those are the five mistakes that people make. Again, let's just go through them. Mistake number one is providing a percent with a weasel clause, just making people do that math, just not smart. Number two is, which is even worse, is stacking the percents. The third mistake is supplying the number but making the shopper do the math. The fourth one is a percent off your brand price with really no competitive relevance. And finally, the fifth one is scary big numbers with no payment parachute. Those are the five mistakes. So what do we do about them? Well, let's start with just a simple provocation. If people can't add, why not just ditch the sale? There's been discussion out there, and actually one of the brands I work for often talked about everyday low pricing. Why not just skip the sale? Just don't do it. Well, actually what's interesting is JCPenney actually did this a few years back. What they did was stop the typical retail merchandising strategy of couponing, regular weekly deals and stuff like that, and just went with everyday low pricing. Here's the problem though. Their competition was always pushing the promotion, and they carried the same merchandise for the most part that JCPenney did. So what they saw was a loss of deal energy compared to the competition, and with that, a loss of customers. Having promotions is very important in retail because you're in a competitive environment that is typically about the deal. There are a few exceptions to this, though. One is Costco, or Sam's Club and the like. You're talking about a membership warehouse. They still have deals, don't get me wrong, but it's just a different level. Another client I worked with for about 5 years was Aldi. And Aldi never did a sale. Rarely did they have coupons. If they did, it was usually off like $5 off a $30 cart. So here Aldi sat in the middle of the grocery category. While everybody is offering 5 for $5 and a lot of other deals, BOGO, stuff like that, Aldi didn't do anything. They said, well, we have everyday low prices. And they did. Actually, if you go to Aldi, you will save a lot of money when you compare it to national brands. Here's where the skepticism comes in. Because it's less expensive or cheaper, is it the better quality? And in some cases, and again, this gets into a lot of subjective territory, many people are just zealous about Aldi. They think it's the best place to go, and they'll tell everybody to do it. Other people, sort of hit and miss. They'll like some things in Aldi, but other things they don't care for, because even though it's inexpensive, if you make it for your family and they don't eat it, did you really save money if you're throwing it out? No, you're not. So quality is important in everything you do. It isn't just the lowest price. It sort of goes without saying. So you can get around not doing a sale all the time, but if you're in an environment that does, You either have to have the rock bottom prices that people will brag about, and that's an important point that people will brag about. In the grocery category in particular, people brag about the great deals they got. They don't really say, hey, I went into Kroger and got 60% off or blah, blah, blah. They talk about, I bought all this for this. And if you ever want to see this in action, go into Google and type in my grocery haul and then click on images, and you'll see how people talk about how they got a great deal. And they're not talking about percent off. They're talking about the real deal, the price they paid. This is important when we look at solutions, is to talk more about the price people pay as opposed to the percent that the marketer is offering in their promotion. So let me switch now to the four solutions to counter innumeracy. The four are make it simple, make it obvious, make it easy, make it about me. So let's start with make it simple. Make it simple is keep the math basic. If you don't know this already, the number one promotion out there is BOGO, buy one, get one free. Simple math. Instead of using percent, use addition. Don't make people multiply. For example, another promotion that you see in many grocery stores are buy five, save $5. So if I buy five participating items, I save $5 on my final bill. It works because it's simple math. So the first solution is just make it simple, keep the math basic. The next solution, make it obvious. Obvious is two things. It's the actual price and it's the relevant price. What I mean by that is I can say, hey, I'm going to sell a laptop for $249. You save 50 bucks and you get it now for the relevant price or the sale price of $199. If you do the math really quickly, that's 20% off. You save $50. What's more impactful? You save $50. And this is interesting because people, when they brag about the deal, they talk about the dollar amounts they saved. I saved $30 on groceries. I mean, Kroger does this very well. When you go to checkout, they said, based on your Kroger rewards, Mr. Bo, you saved $40 today. It's the real numbers. It's the numbers that are braggable. They're not percent, they're numbers. And so make it obvious is about showing the regular price, showing the sale price, and then doing the math for them. Throw that 50 bucks in there, like I gave you with the computer example. This is a great way to counter innumeracy, is to just do the math for them. And the byproduct is, if it's a big number, they're going to brag to their friends, look what I saved. It gets that dopamine rush going of the deal seeker. They'll talk about it. The third solution is make it easy. Talk to the monthly mindset. I brought this up before on how we use a monthly mindset to navigate through our financial life. Two brands that do this very well are QVC and HSN. QVC has easy pay. For example, they had a computer on there, an HP computer, for $399 in some sense. They'll break it down to what they call easy pay. So you can spend the $399 or six easy pays of $66.66. I love how they break it down for the monthly mindset. There's another product up there, flameless candles. My wife loves buying these. Our living room looks like a bit of a séance when our lamps go out, but nonetheless, you can get six of them for $79.80, or per QVC, six easy pays for $13.30. Really, again, even though it was under $100, they still broke it into easy pays. And let me bring that, I skipped over that a little bit. If you have a product over $100, often, if it makes sense for you, break it down to payments under $100 because people usually are more likely to pounce or act upon dollar amounts if they're under $100. But what I found fascinating is QVC, even if the product was under $100, they are breaking it into easy pay. The other one I mentioned was HSN. They do the same things. For example, HSN had a pressure cooker for $189.95. Now their version is called Flex Pay of five payments at $37.99. Again, talking to the monthly mindset, it works. It's easy to agree to $38 than trying to get them to open up to $190 roughly. Again, I'm rounding up there. So that's the fourth solution. Make it easy to buy. Think about that monthly mindset. Break it down into payments under $100 or further if you can afford to. Okay, on to the last solution. Make it about me. The interesting thing, I talked early on in mistake number one, which was about the percents and the weasel clause of up to 65%. I don't know if that I was going to get that 65% on something I really wanted out of that store. That's the problem with percent. But if you make it about me, it really works well. So for example, Bed Bath & Beyond does this with their coupon, 20% off anything you want to buy in the store. It's up to you to decide how you want to spend that 20%. That way, if you are thinking about buying something, you usually can figure out either A, what that 20% is, or quickly take out your phone calculator and figure it out. The interesting thing about Bed Bath & Beyond is, as a shopper, it's really not doing yourself justice if you don't walk into that store with a 20% coupon. Makes sense. My wife usually has three or four of them, and then she usually tries to weasel with the cashier to get a little bit more. Another one that does a good job is Kohl's. And Kohl's sends out a direct mail piece. Actually, we got ours the other day. And you can either get 15, 20, or 30% off. And actually, let me do mine right now. I actually have it right in front of me here. Hang on, give me a second. Oh, crap, this isn't coming off easy. Hang on, bear with me. Okay, here we go. And I got 30% off. Now, the 30% off works very well because it's off my entire bill. It's off the things that I want to buy from Kohl's. So it's no weasel here. It's only on the things I purchased, and it's over and above the sale prices that they already have. Many people get a nice dopamine rush, and although this isn't part of the solutions, what Kohl's does is, as many of you know, they throw in the Kohl's cash to get you to come back within a week or so after that to spend more money. So those are the four solutions to counter numeracy. Let's go through them one more time. Make it simple. In other words, make the math basic. Remember BOGO. Make it obvious. Show the retail price. Show the sales price. Talk about the dollar amount they just saved. Make it easy. The monthly mindset. Break it down to easy payments. And make it about me. If you're going to do a percent, offer it off the things I want to buy, not something else in the store that I really don't care about. Sort of want to wrap up this podcast and talk about, well, why do we do this? Why do we do promotions, percents, sales? Fundamentally, this is about getting to people to buy now. It's about creating deal energy, especially relevant deal energy on the things I buy on a regular basis. A second element to this is timing. You want to play into FOMO, fear of missing out. If you have to act in a certain time, then you'll do it. So for example, with this Kohl's coupon I just peeled off, valid only from October 10th through the 20th of this year. Have to go during that time, otherwise I'm not going to get the deal. This is important because I think some retailers out there have the same deal or they have this white noise deal on a regular basis, and they're not tapping into that FOMO. Kohl's does not send out this direct mail piece every month. They have, in a way, sort of Pavlovian, from a Pavlovian way, conditioned shoppers to look for it, act. Again, Kohl's cash, get them to come back. Pretty smart. It works for them. So I sort of want to leave you with that thought that the goal of these promotions is to get people to act, not multiply. You want to emotionally hit that deal seeker gene and get them mobilized to get into your store. So don't make the math difficult. Keep enumeracy in mind when you're setting prices. That sort of wraps up this episode. Again, if you have any other questions on enumeracy or pricing strategy, reach out to me. You can find me on LinkedIn. If you enjoyed this podcast, I encourage you to subscribe to future episodes, either on Primal Shopper or subscribe on your favorite podcast like iTunes, Anchor, or Google. And if you haven't picked up a copy of my book, Primal Shopper, please do. I touch on pricing strategy, deal seeking, and a lot of things that I cover in this podcast in there. If you like this podcast, you're going to love the book. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, this is Eric Bowe on the Primal Shopper Podcast. Take it easy, people.